Well, Petra, I'm guessing you speak more than one language, given that you're from the Czech Republic. But is it all right if we just do this in English? Because my Czech's a little rusty.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
What languages do you speak?
So I speak Czech, English, and a little bit Russian and German. I feel like I already forgot everything, though.
Did you learn those in school?
Yeah, I did.
How much do you get to use your Czech here? Obviously, there's not many that speak it around here.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I talk to my family like twice a week, and then I usually call my friends who play here too. So I use it a little bit, but not really much.
Well, you have several friends that play here in the States for college basketball. Is there a big basketball culture in your home country?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most popular sports, especially for women. So there are like some of my friends who play here.
When people ask you what's life like at the University of Illinois and in America from home, what do you tell them?
It's different, obviously. I mean, it's just like the school is so big, like it's even much bigger than my city, so that's kind of crazy. But I've got used to it, so it's fine now.
You grew up in a rural town then?
Yeah, I did, but then I moved to like the second largest city in the Czech Republic because I played basketball there, so I'm kind of used to both, but I'm kind of like, I like bigger cities though.
So when did you say, hey, I'm going to go play college basketball in the United States? And when did you decide it would be at the U of I?
I think it was after the World Championships, which was in like 2013, 14, I think. And so Coach Boland was there. So he kind of started recruiting me because I played against Jalen. And then I was just like, yeah, I probably want to come because it's kind of hard back home to play professional basketball and study like business or something like that. So I was just like, yeah, that could be a good option for me. So I started talking to some other schools, but this was my best option. Also because Jenna Smith played here, so I'm good friends with her.
Oh, you know Jenna Smith?
Yeah, we played together. Oh. Yeah, I was like, I don't know, 15, 16, and she played on my pro team, so we're good friends.
So you can play professionally at a young age in Europe.
Yeah, you do, but you can get paid. So I didn't have a contract, I just played there, and because if I did, I couldn't come here, so.
Well, Coach Boland recruited you. I'm sure you didn't expect him to be gone. How's the transition been for you to a new coach?
I mean, it was hard at the beginning because we didn't expect him to leave. But then, you have to get used to it. You know, it's how life goes. And, I mean, I think it's pretty good. Like, we've been playing really well, so I really like it.
How do you like your role as basically first off the bench, as I see it, at least for the guards? Sometimes you start, but usually you're that sixth one off the bench. How do you like that role?
I mean, I think it's good. I can just watch like the first few minutes of the game and like know what they're doing defensively and also offensively. So I think it's really good for me to just like watch the game for a while and then step in.
What do you see that you guys are doing really well right now, and what would you like to improve?
I think our defense has been really good. Especially like because we're trying to deny every pass, and so they can't swing the ball really easily. So I think our defense is really good. We just have to like kind of execute an offense because we've been trying to figure out like what's going to work for us and stuff like that. So I think we have to do better on offense.
The Missouri game is coming up and then Big Ten play. What are your thoughts going into all that?
Oh, obviously it's going to be tough. You know, Missouri is ranked, number 16th in the country, so I think that's going to be a tough game. Also, I feel like they're trying to do the bragging rights game for us too, so I think it's going to be interesting. And also, you know, we're starting with Maryland, who were last year number 3 in the country, so it's going to be tough, but, I mean, it will help us to get better.
Talking with Petra Holashinska from Illinois Women's Basketball. Couple of questions for you now. First of all, Christmas holiday. I doubt you get a chance to go back home to the Czech Republic for that. What do you do?
I'm going to New York to spend Christmas with my friends from back home, so I'm excited for that.
Friends that are playing here?
Yeah, they're playing basketball. One of them plays for Fordham, and one of them plays for Iona.
Now, if you had any friends or family that came over here from Czech Republic, what would be a place that you would take them at the University of Illinois?
I would probably take them to Oishi. It's my favorite place to eat. And then we'll probably go to Chicago. My family came last year, so we went to an NHL game and just spent 2 days in Chicago, which it was really nice.
Now, I've been to Prague, the capital city, but if I came to, but I haven't seen any other place in the Czech Republic. If I came to your town, where would you want to take me?
I honestly don't know. I would just show you everything, probably. I just love being in my city, so that's probably it.
Any foods you miss from home?
Probably just like my mom's food, so she can cook for me. I don't have to do anything.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.